I won't have anything for you on Pavlik till tomorrow.
Lower body, that's it. How would you describe that impact that Chris Thorburn had on the game, not just in the goal, but overall?
Chris does, you know what, he does the same things, whether he plays 3 minutes or he plays 15 minutes. He's such a good pro here. He had an outstanding training camp. You know, and he's been very, very consistent. He's in that kind of Scheifele mold. His game has been good for us all year. And, we'll take a 3-2 goal from anybody, but it's really great when you can get a kind of heart and soul guy that, you know, kind of subs in on a penalty kill because we got a killer in the box and scores a goal like that, just all effort.
What did the goal from Bufflin do for your group in terms of maybe giving them a boost?
I'm sure the first part.
Just what did it mean for your group that when Bufflin got the goal to even things
up? Seemed like a really unusual game of momentum shifts. You know, we came out really, really strong. I liked it, got the lead, and then get knocked down with two power play shots like that, and got it back a little bit, get on the power play, lose momentum on the power play in the second period, but you know, get a big goal from Dustin to kind of shift it back in our favor, and then it was back and forth in that third. We had some chances down the pipe where we didn't shoot the puck, and then get a chance like that on the shorty to win the game. It was a tough game for a team that, you know, has just won one recently, but they handled it really well on the bench and they gave themselves a chance to win.
Paul, how are you overcoming all the stress that the penalties your team seems to take is giving you?
Well, lots of tea, really. I was going to say vodka, but that doesn't apply to me. So thinking up cigar smoking. I hear that's good for you. I don't think they like that on the bench. Just kill them, you know. We work hard at not complaining and kill penalties, and we got to work harder at staying in the penalty box.
Paul, just to go back to the two goals, what was the more significant goal in your opinion in terms of how the game was won, Bufflin's or Thorburn's?
Well, I mean, it has to be the winner in that one because you still got time on the clock with Bufflin's goal, but it broke the tension of our power play. So we just come off and your best players are on. There's nothing going on. Made some good adjustments to it, I think, going into the third, so we had a real good chance there on our power play in the third and penalty kill as well. We got more aggressive in some areas, and that ended up being the goal. But Bufflin's goal allowed us to kind of forget about the power play in the second.
You'd spoken going into this homestand, if you could get a couple of back-to-back wins and just start generating some of that confidence, are you starting to maybe see a little bit of that now?
I think we've still got clearly some work to do as a group. We're starting to see it, I think, in some individuals. I mean, Blake's been just spectacular all year, but Mark Scheifele and Drew Stafford, that line, when we had a chance to play 5-on-5, they were really good. I think Alex Burmistrov gone back into the center, but then I also had him out at the wing in the end of the game. I really, really liked his game. I thought, you know, had all great plans of getting Copp's line on the ice more tonight, but you know, 11 penalties are going to slow that down. But they've been on for the start of goals or the end of goals, the end of shifts. You know, they've got some pluses. So there's some individuals there that I think are starting to find a little confidence after coming through a pretty tough stretch of hockey.
Paul, when your team doesn't put towards its best effort, but you can still get the result, what can it do for a team that, talking with a lot of them yesterday, felt their confidence had been at points shattered with that road trip?
Yeah, I think the execution is the area you see. It's not so much the effort. It may look like you're standing around a little bit or you're out of sync for sure, but it's execution that goes with your confidence. You lose your quickness and some of the plays that seem easy to you, the passes that we made in the slot, like the shots that we gave up, that's a sign. But they're sweating and they're grunting and they're working. It's just a lot harder grind when you're not feeling it. So you got to win those games too. You know, one of the challenges is you leave last year and you think everything was a great game, and and you won every game by a big margin, and you just pounded teams, and you were really disciplined at the end of the year. That wasn't our game. We got really good goaltending in November last year, like spectacular. Hutch's numbers were crazy. And you built confidence from that. So we just got to build confidence in a little different way here. I think really comfortable with Scheife's line, Little's line, and with Bermy going there, and then we're starting to get a little more comfortable, a little more confident. The guys like playing with. You got to come to the rink with a belief that you as an individual can have some success. You build that into that team success.
The angle that you had in real time, and then again a couple, I think they showed it twice on the Jumbotron. Is that play avoidable?
Which one's that?
The Doan in on Andre. Is that play avoidable in your mind?
I don't know the answer because I never played. You know, I mean, I know you're going a straight line, and there are times you get knocked a bit, and it doesn't take much. But the rule's there for a reason. It was called appropriately. You are responsible for the force that you're going in on. So penalty was called on the ice. Real unfortunate outcome. If everybody that took a bump kept going in a straight line, we wouldn't have any goalies left.
When did you know that Andre would not be able to go? And was he, just because we didn't see him on the bench, was he getting further evaluation during
Correct.
The third?
In between periods. So okay. I rarely will talk to the goalies on the ice. I'll talk directly through the trainer, but I did talk to Pav on the bench to make sure that I didn't want him feeling like I didn't want him in at 85%. He said he felt okay, felt strong, and then as the period wore on and he got in, he just didn't feel strong enough after. So when he went back in the net, he was 100% certain in his mind, or at least that's what he said to me, that he'd be able to finish and was strong, and by the time the period ended, he didn't have the same confidence.